Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And as things start to keep opening up a little bit, that includes trade shows and other events that people are attending or trying to attend. And so we're joined this week. Happy to have Danica Tormolin on, an award-winning journalist. She's covered the trade show industry for over two decades. And she's just back from a show, as I am. And we're going to talk about where we are right now and maybe where things are going the rest of this year. And Danica, thanks thanks for coming on and sharing your opinions.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
I know you're, I was down in Fort Lauderdale 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago. You're just back from Miami. Kind of, tell me what was going on down there and kind of your perspective and your take on where we are right now.
Sure. So I was at the Jewelers International Showcase. It is a show produced by Reed Exhibition, which is a publicly traded company, global company out of the UK,
yep.
Based in the UK. And they have, that was their first event in the US market since the pandemic last year. So a really big first for the trade show industry in terms of one of the largest event organizers getting back in the game after being out of the game for almost for a year. And also it was the first event at the Miami Beach Convention Center, first trade show since the pandemic as well. And it was really well attended on the first day in particular. The attendance was up 38% over, according to the show organizers' stats. They posted reg numbers at 38% over 2019 numbers for one day. So I feel like I was also at the Magic Win and Off-Price shows that were in Orlando. February 9th was the date of that,
yep.
And you can just feel the vibe. It's really changing. The momentum is shifting. I posted on Twitter earlier this morning too. I could even tell, you know, there were several people that showed me their vaccination cards to show they were fully vaccinated. You know, so I think that we're really going to see a ramp up. I've heard from June on. I mean, slowly until then, and then once Q3, Q4 hits, it's occupancy at the convention centers and the number of events that show organizers have planned are, you know, it's full.
Yeah, let's hope that that trend continues. Of course, you were in, we're with Danica Tormolin, trade. Of course, you were in Florida, Danica. Florida's maybe ahead of the curve a little bit from some of the other states. Are you kind of maybe getting a little optimistic vibe just because it's Florida, or you think the trend is going to be nationwide?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm certainly getting an optimistic vibe from Florida, but we're seeing Las Vegas is getting ready to open up. They've given assurances that the World of Concrete is going to happen in June, which is a very large show. And you know the attendance numbers are, who knows what those will be, right? I mean, how comfortable the people will feel. But I feel like the confidence level is rising. And you know, on the exhibitor side, the attendance was up. The show floor, for instance, in Miami was smaller because, you know, it takes some time to plan out exhibits. And there are still some corporate travel bans in place for lots of companies. So, you know, I've heard from my sources that some of the major, like, healthcare and tech companies that they do see corporate travel coming, you know, later on in the summer. So
I think the airlines have given that indication as well. And but anything has to be better than, I mean, I've tried to do a few virtual events that have been either a technical fail or didn't work on in other aspects. The virtual events, are they kind of hopefully ending, and maybe we're going to see like kind of hybrid events, in person and virtual kind of?
That is what most people are saying. Yes, that, you know, they will be a component of a show. Whether so, you know, you have your annual events or your, you know, biannual events that, that happen for your either your a company or an association, but you know, digital will open up the opportunity to connect with their communities on a year-round basis. And it seems, it appears to be that that education is really the key. Mostly on that side, you know, classes and continuing education credits and things like that. Whereas, you know, the typical, the trade show itself, there really hasn't been a great model yet online for that.
No, and then the Jewelry Expo, that's kind of an international contingent there. Was it mostly people from North America this year, or did you see a lot of international attendees, or kind of what was your take on that?
It was definitely more domestic than it was international. They did not, I interviewed the show organizer before the show, and he told me they really weren't focusing on the international audience at all. Typically that show draws from the Caribbean islands.
Yep.
All the jewelry stores in the Caribbean, South America, and Mexico. But it really was, they did not do that. But they did offer assistance. If anybody reached out for visas, they need to have a visa in order to come to the U.S. right now, and you have to have a negative COVID test as well. And I interviewed at least three or four different people that were not, that were international, one from Mexico, another from a Caribbean island, and they were able to get in. And I talked to a couple of exhibitors that were surprised at the number of international attendees that, that were there. So there were a few. I wouldn't say it was as big as it normally would be.
Correct. Yeah, I'm sure. And we're wrapping up with Danica Termol and covering the trade show industry for years, and on Twitter she's a great follow, Danica Termolin. We'll put the links in the show notes to all that, along with Trade Show Executive Magazine. And after almost a year, Danica, with nothing, who do you think was hurt most, attendees, the exhibitors, or the organizers of events? I know everyone is has felt pain, but who do you think's been affected the most?
You know, the event organizers were hit pretty hard. You know, if you're talking about a publicly traded company that has, you know, virtually no revenue from their main revenue source, which is producing trade shows, you know, there has been some pivot to online, and people were able to put some things online in terms of their events, but some of them didn't charge anything. Some of them just moved over the exhibitor costs. So, you know, their revenues were hit pretty hard. But honestly, I would say that the top one would be exhibitors, the small and medium-sized companies that really are the backbone of the U.S. economy were the most impacted, because the exhibitors that I talk to when I go to shows right now, they're not the national companies. They're not the international companies that are exhibiting in the shows. They're the small and medium-sized businesses, and they are out in force, and they need this as a sales and marketing channel for their companies to be able to grow and flourish.
Yeah, one thing we learned from the pandemic is the era of trade shows and events like that is not is definitely not over. So wrapping up here with Danica Termol. And Danica, you're based in Kansas City, one of my favorite food cities. Wherever I go, people know I eat barbecue. As a local there, what's your favorite?
Well, I have a lot of favorites with different people, but I love to go to Arthur Bryant's. Is definitely up on my list. Joe's Barbecue, formerly yep. Oklahoma Joe's. Q39 is also one of my newer favorites. Jack Stack is pretty up there too. So I love barbecue too.
Yeah, I like I'm maybe a little more old school. I like Gates.
Yeah. I do like Gates too. I haven't had Gates for a little while. Well, maybe I'll have to go hit it up later.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
You know, I would also be remiss when you asked me that question about who was impacted the most.
Yeah.
You know, the hotels and the restaurants and all of the workers in those cities, the convention centers. I would be remiss if I didn't mention how much they were impacted in this, and they were probably hit the worst out of all of this because, you know, those are all the people that work around the convention center in the cities, you know, the service industry. And you can tell when you go to an event now, the last events I've been to, I mean, people are so thankful that the shows are back in the hotels, you know, the housekeepers are working, the, you know, the valet staff, the restaurant workers, the bar workers, you know, it really does, it's shown the economic impact of business travel and trade shows on the economy.
Yeah, convention centers, no matter how big or small, are big, big parts of the economy for a lot of cities, or almost every city in this country. And you're right. The few things I've attended now, the people are thankful. You're getting extra good service, and they know it's a long way back. But you know, baby steps are sometimes good.
Yep, exactly.
Danica, thanks for coming on. We'll have you on again soon, and great stuff, and can't wait to see what you're covering next.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.